This one is Maribel, Maribel. Last name is Barahona, 9961. This is a very obese 64-year-old woman, married 6 years, comes in with her husband with headache, abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting. History of H. pylori was on amoxicillin, clarithromycin, and metronidazole, but because it caused too many problems, she stopped taking it, including her blood pressure medicine. Stoppage of her blood pressure medicine caused her headache. Blood pressure is 180 over 98 today, period. She's alert, she's awake, she's not having any chest pain or shortness of breath, but has been having palpitations and chest pain for the past month, period. Minimal fever, no hematemesis, hematidrosis, seizure of convulsion, period. Regular medication is omeprazole 50 milligram, omeprazole 20 milligram in the past, but she quit taking when she was on this under medication for H. pylori. She has a history of hypertension, diabetes. They told her A1C was okay, and they didn't give her any medication. This was her first time to see us. She was on some kind of blood pressure medicine that she quit taking. Family history, mom died of pelvic cancer, dad had some kind of lung cancer. Again, she's married 6 years, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, been pregnant 4 times. Last period was 10 years ago, surgery, hysterectomy, and cholecystectomy. Colonoscopy was 15 years ago. Mammogram is up to date. Lab was last year, period. She's alert. She's awake. She weighs 238 pounds, 99% oxygen, 1873, 180 over 98. Heart positive, small positive, 2 lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next to the skin shows no rash, or on mucosa with a lesion. The EKG today shows LVH, consistent with uncontrolled blood pressure. Number 2, the low QRS voltage is noted. Number 3, no pericardial fluid. Number 4, start patient on Eversartan hydrochlorothiazide 300/25, 1 a day. Number 5, CT the abdomen and pelvis with IV contrast. The reason for the IV contrast is the number of cysts that were seen in the lower abdomen. Next number, she does have multiple cysts in the lower abdomen. She has a hysterectomy. We need to better identify these. Next number, she was told that one time she had the cyst and fluid in her pelvic, was referred to OB-GYN, but she never went. Next number, check blood work. Next number, come back next week. Next number, she has a blood pressure machine at home. Next number, check her blood pressure at least 3 times a day. Next number, if she gets worse, develops chest pain, go to the emergency room. Next number, no sign of myocardial infarction noted. Next number, we'll recheck the H. pylori and decide on a different medication after her condition stabilizes as far as her blood pressure is concerned. Thank you.